There is apparently an invisible barrier in the workplace that prevents women from rising into the higher echelons of their jobs. This barrier is built, maintained, and jealously guarded by men who don't want women in top jobs because they feel threatened by women and want to keep women down.
All the glass ceilings and all the professions where there are hardly any women involved, the vast number of the most senior professions where there are very few women. Law, politics, industry, economics, diplomacy, all those leading industries. Women are very, very far and few in those professions. Therefore, you can say it is a male-dominated society.
But we also live in a society in which males are dominated. Of course, if you look around, men have all the best jobs. They're the presidents of countries and the CEOs and the high flyers. And when people talk about male-female equality, what they mean is women should be equal with those men at the top. But it's not a particularly representative sample of how all men fare in life. Yes, men are at the top, but men are also at the bottom. They have all the they tend to die earlier. They die of all known causes of death at a faster rate than women. They have all the crappiest jobs. The rate of 95% of workplace fatalities are male, so they have the riskiest, most unpleasant jobs. The bin men, the loggers, the construction workers. So there's a lot of men at the bottom too, and so you get men at the bottom, men at the top, and kind of women in the middle. And when people talk about male domination, they forget that the winners, the male winners, are not just quotes dominating the women; they're also dominating the others too.
So why did John McCain pick a woman for his running mate in 2008? Was she really the best candidate?
You put me on your ticket, not because I share your views, but because I didn't share your gender. So don't take the moral high ground. We all know how this game is played.
Glass ceilings and old boys' networks undoubtedly do exist, and they affect many people for many reasons, certainly not just women. Some glass ceilings are there due to ability or lack of it in an individual. Sometimes it's social class or educational background. Sometimes it's religion or political beliefs, or even something as minor as an accent. For example, this guy would have a hard time becoming a BBC newsreader.
I'm not a college to help get the job. There's too much discrimination in this town, man, because they're both schools, right? And we're all in this together.
In fact, there are so many reasons, valid or otherwise, why some people rise in an organisation and some people don't. It becomes ludicrous to single out women as a special case.
And who do we have running for president? Who the hell is running for president? We got two guys, man. Got John McCain. John McCain, 72 years old. He was too old 10 years ago.
But one thing is generally true. The people that rise to the top in a business are the people that best serve that business. Businesses want to make money, and if you're the best person to do that, then you'll rise. But it is a fact that women often don't make it into the boardroom of companies. Why is this happening? Compare two workers with the same educational background. Why would the woman not achieve the same level of promotion as the man? The only difference between them in their careers is the 6 months maternity leave she took for her first child, and the other 6 months for her second child, and the weekly time off she takes on Thursdays when she can't get a babysitter. This woman can't spend time away at other sites abroad because of the children, and continues to work shorter days for the same reason. However, she can't understand why he's been promoted ahead of her, and plans to file a complaint with the Equal Opportunities Commission. This story, with myriad variations, is repeated in all kinds of jobs in the UK. The plain and simple fact that women and government seem hell-bent on avoiding is that women have babies. And because women have babies, there always comes a point in a woman's career where she must make a choice between children at home and her advancement at work. And at that same point, companies must make a choice between a man who's at work and a woman who isn't.
Is it fair that to be the youngest VP in my company, I will be the oldest mom at preschool? Not really, but that's part of the deal. I made a choice. Some women got pregnant, I got promotions.
While women like to think that they can do it all and have it all.
Oh, but I wish you wouldn't think of me as a woman.
What?
I'm your business partner.
We all make mistakes in business.
I wish you wouldn't think of me as just a business partner. I am a woman too.
Having children and having a career is an either-or situation.
Oh, This must be her.
Afternoon, Angie Barker, the new DI. This is DS Harris.
Ma'am, sir. And these are...
Never seen a working mother before, Constable. Right, what have we got?
She can do both, but then both jobs suffer, and the children, the company, and the woman all lose.
The Glass Cliff is a strange attempt to explain situations where women are promoted into top jobs, they proceed to run the company into the ground, and then claim that they were deliberately promoted into risky jobs in order for them to fail. We can see the pattern here. If women are sacked, it's because they're female, not because they're rubbish. If they're not promoted, it's because they're female, not because they're not qualified. And now with the Glass Cliff, if they are promoted and then do badly, suddenly it's not because they're female. It's a cunning plan by men. One glass phenomenon that actually has validity is what the author Warren Farrell calls the glass cellar. This refers to the huge number of jobs in which you'll never see women working. They have no expense accounts, personal assistants, or air conditioning. These jobs include sewage workers, refuse collectors, and construction workers. It includes all the jobs that have the highest incidence of workplace injuries and deaths. Women never seem to mention these kind of jobs when complaining about equality at work. They only seem concerned with top jobs. It seems that women only want equality when it suits them.
I is with none other than Professor Sue Lees. She be director of the Centre for Gender Research.
I mean, the real question is whether there'll be a president of the United States who is a woman.
I'll believe that women want equality, not when I see the first woman president, but when I see the first woman refuse collector. I actually thought I'd see my first ever female collector during filming, but it turned out to be a man with long hair. 24 of the 25 worst jobs are male-dominated. Almost 100% of workplace injuries are to men. Almost 100% of workplace fatalities are male. In 2001, two men were burned to death in an industrial bread oven whilst trying to repair it. They were sent in only 2 hours after the oven had been turned off, and it took 17 minutes to get them out, by which time both men had been burned to death.
What would we say about the treatment of women in our times if it were two females that were sent into such danger and baked alive?
Women are protected from doing these kinds of jobs, and they're very quiet about it. There are certainly no women protesting here in Parliament Square about why more females are not sewage workers, or why more females are not losing fingers and hands in industrial accidents. But they will protest about why there are not more women MPs or more women company directors.
Yeah, you don't often see, you know, placards saying equal workplace fatalities for women, for example.
If male-dominated professions are a sign that women are oppressed, then women should seek parity in all of these jobs, not just the nice ones. The BBC has a lot to say about the glass ceiling and the glass cliff on its news website. But despite the incredible scarcity of women in dangerous jobs, they choose not to mention the glass cellar.